Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Project, and that's very rare for me to say, because I know, as you're well aware of,
music has changed so dramatically in each genre of music, where back in the 60s, 70s, and even the 80s, you could go to a record store, God forbid, I just said record store, go to the record store and buy a wonderful project, an album, and the entire album would be fantastic from cover to cover, from track to track. How imperative was it for you and Mr. James to get in the studio and say, look, we have such high expectations. We are both perfectionists. How important was it for both of you to make sure that you put out an excellent product to be something completely different than foreplay listeners and lovers would expect from you?
Right. Well, you pretty much know what people are going to kind of expect. And you know, these days, as you know, too, I start kind of wanting to go away from having to label something, because when you put a label on something, then it means you have to abide by a certain set of rules and
right.
regulations, and that's not really what music is all about, you know. So we were given the carte blanche and the freedom to just like come up with whatever we wanted, and you know folks are going to say, well, it's very easy to kind of go down a familiar road, but you know, Bob cracks me up sometimes because he says, I can play rough jazz too, you know, because they have to, you know, I mean, they call it rough, they call it smooth, but I really like the word cool, because
right.
you could be romantic, you could be adventurous, and everything in between, you know, which is kind of what we endeavored to do on this project, you know, Bob he's by far the coolest musician I know too, and if you're going to do a duo album, you know, I mean, it's a blessing to have Bob James on the other side. And this is a record where there's no section to hide behind. I mean, you just are exposed, you know, and very vulnerable, you know. So when it is so vulnerable, that puts a whole new level of courage in front of it, you know, and you gotta commit to it and go, you know, because there's nobody to hide behind, you know. And we've been you know, playing together and friends now for more than 25 years. And so we've learned to kind of hear each other, you know, around corners, you know, and kind of know where we're going to go and feel each other's time in a very special way, you know. So this was a magical experience for both of us, and we're really excited, you know, to finally get it out there.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire project. And I want to kind of tiptoe through the tulips a little bit, kind of turn back on something that you just said as far as knowing one another. You have built such a camaraderie and such a familiarity with one another as far as the do's and don'ts, what you like, what he likes. Did you learn anything new about one another working on the new album, The New Cool?
Well, that's a great question. What we learn about each other is where our standards are, you know. For instance, Bob came in with the song Turbulence. He had written on the plane at 37,000 feet, and I guess he encountered a little turbulence up there. And so, you know, Bob is one of those guys, and he has perfect pitch, and he can just do a chart on the spot, you know. And,
right.
And so he comes in with the tune, and he says, well, I'm not really sure if this is good enough, and you know, as soon as I heard it, I said, really? You know, and so, you know, to think that I kind of had to, like, talk him into, yeah, finish it, no, it's good, because he came in with a little germ of the tune, but that's what I mean, you know, you learn where you are in terms of what you'll settle for, what you'll go for, and I think both of us decided that, well, you know, let's make this something very special, you know, if we can.
My personal feeling is that you both gentlemen have put in an 11-track kaleidoscope of beautifully orchestrated music. And one of my favorite songs on the entire project is How Deep Is the Ocean. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular song from the new album, The New Cool?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exactly what I was one, two, that demonstrates Bob James's arranging capacity, and we, you know, lately we don't get to hear him do pull out his arranging chops as much as I'd like to, you know, but he really came up with a brilliant arrangement, and we talked about, you know, how deep the lyrics are on this tune, you know, and as a matter of fact, we were having a discussion. I said, you know, how deep is the ocean? Is that a question or a statement, you know? And because it's like, how deep is my love for you? How deep is the ocean? How, you know, how high is the sky? So you're kind of like, you're making a statement with a question, you know, and it's a very, very, it's a very deep concept when you think about it. And so again, you know, we went for everything that we had in terms of in our tool chest, you know, virtuosity, romance, adventure, you know, all the things that we've been kind of doing for our entire life.
Tell you something, you've definitely provided a delectable and delightful entree of assortment of great musical tracks for the listeners to get lost into. And speaking of getting into, let's get into it. Some new music, of course, from the incredible Nathan East and Bob James, a new album, The New Cool. How deep is the ocean here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio? Jefferson, Nathan East, Bob James, new album, The New Cool. Yes, it's a beautiful day. Nathan, you know what? I'm a date myself, and I'm not ashamed to date myself. Brother, I have been following your career since you were with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, man. That's how long.
My goodness. You have just gone back to the very beginning. That's amazing.
Man, oh yeah, I've been following your career for a long time, you know. And the gentleman that you played with, loved him to death. I consider him a mentor. Miss him very much, Mr. Barry White. And man, I want to take back, I mean, how have you seen your growth as a musician from that time, from being with Love Unlimited Orchestra to where you are now?
Well, you know, it's funny, and I was just telling my son earlier today, you never really can stop growing, because, you know, until you know, that last day, there's always something to learn. But, you know, back in that day, I feel like I went to BWU, Barry White University. You know, he used to he used to come up with some of the greatest bass lines, and I used to watch him craft a song, and he would just go, you know, he'd sing everybody their part. Next thing you know, you had this amazing song going, and I learned so much, you know, about songwriting and coming up with parts and everything from him. And then, you know, the years following, I had a chance to implement a lot of that wisdom and knowledge. And to this day, you know, I just feel so fortunate to get to work with these incredible people like Bob James and you know, my partners in Foreplay and everybody in between, different genres, you know, Eric Clapton, and get to play the blues with B.B. King. And it's like, you know, something that I never could have dreamt up even back in the day. And you also learn that it's not only the notes that you're playing, but it's the relationships and the dialogue with the people, you know. And when you're young, you just want to show everybody your chops and fill up all the space. But I think the more you learn, you realize that it's the space between the notes, and it's the air, and those moments in between that are equally as important as what you're playing. So, you know, it's a constant work in progress. Like Quincy Jones says, everything is about choices, and you're constantly making a choice. And even to this day, I choose, okay, which register am I going to play this? Low, high? Is it going to be soft dynamically? Is it going to be powerful? And, you know, how much vibrato am I going to put on the note? And there's all these little choices that come, and it involves listening and the conversation. And so, you know, when you're doing that with a guy like Bob James, who's doing the same thing, and it's just sensitive, and we're you know, coming up with this music that, you know, you don't really have any idea what's going to happen until it happens sometimes. So you learn a lot about just the process and what it takes to get to the next level.
You know, it's all about the journey at the end of the day. It's all about the journey. All about the journey. You know, I've always felt that, and I'm like you said about putting names and, you know, trying to put, you know, as far as music, in a box. I will say this, that I've always felt that jazz music in general is one of the last, if not the last, pure improvisational music that you have that kind of level of freedom just to stretch out. And I've always felt, as far as the European audience, and to be more specific, in the United Kingdom or even in Japan, they really truly get it. They grasp it. They love it. Can you give the listeners out there, the ones that have yet to have an opportunity to venture outside the United States, what is the feedback? What is it like for you to play live when you go outside the United States?
Well, again, it's almost the highest compliment when you know you're 6,000 miles away from your home, and you discover people that, you know, almost know more about what you've done than you do. You know, they've really embraced our music, our heritage, and they've, you know, like you say, you go to places like Great Britain, Paris, you know, where they've studied jazz and they've studied our rhythms and you know, it becomes more apparent that we're speaking a universal language, you know. But jazz is something that we can claim as our own. It was born right here in the United States and characterized by, you know, including Dixieland and swing and bebop and it's by our people, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We take it with great reverence to the other parts of the world.
Right. You know, every interview that I've had an opportunity to see you give, you've always talked so lovingly and caring about your wife. I call her the boss.
Oh yeah, I do too.
What is it like? What kind of inspiration has she brought to your life personally and also from a musician's perspective?
Well, you know, it's you know, I think all of us that are in music, if you date back to the very first time I remember the very first time I picking up a bass in junior high school, one of the first times, and you know, when I finished playing the bass line the top of the stack, I looked at when I saw nine girls, I knew this is something, we got something going on here. I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling it. And I was very fortunate to meet my wife at UCSD when I went to college. She had come down from the Los Angeles area, and we met right there on campus. And I'll never forget looking at her, just thinking, you know, she's the one. And obviously, you know, they become inspiration for writing songs. And I remember Babyface said he, you know, when a girl broke his heart, he had to write a song about it, you know. So when it gets right down to it, you know, a lot of these songs end up being inspired by somebody, you know. And we just crossed had our 20th anniversary, you know, and to this day, you know, she's my, and now my kids, they are my infinite source of inspiration and love, you know. And I feel very blessed to have that in my life, along with music, which is the vehicle to ultimately express that love.
Absolutely. Again, it definitely resonates through the entire city, of course, in New Coup. And I find it very apropos that we take it to the next level with Midnight Magic, Love, of course, from the incredible Nathan East and Bob James, the album The New Cool. You're in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. like magic, love, in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. The new album, Bob James and Nathan East, the new cool. It is available as we speak, family, at iTunes, Google Play, and also for those who are more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And while you're there, be sure to pick up Nathan's first, yes, his first long-awaited solo album, his self-titled solo album. You can also purchase that. And also 4Play's new album, Silver, it is available. And I suggest, listeners, you better catch them while you can, because 4Play is set to hit the road. Actually, September 6th, they will be at the Tokyo Jazz Festival. My man, do you find time to rest at all?
I tell you what, after about 4 hours, that's all she wrote, and then you got to get up and keep her going. You know, and it's, you know, when I was just listening to that back, I was reflecting on the day we recorded that, and we talked about the tune, and we went in there, and, you know, Bob just started playing, and then next thing you know, we were just into the tune, and that was like one take. And when it was finished, I just said, guys, I hope you recorded that, because it just was magic, you know. And I just love it. It's so much fun, you know, making music with these guys, and we're having the best time ever.
It is definitely a blessing for all of us, number one, to get lost in that kind of music to take us away to another stratosphere of soul, man, and because there's so many different variations of soul. I've always said, if it moves you and it makes you feel good, just let the music take you where it needs to take you to. Lord have mercy. And it's
absolutely. Have mercy.
It's definitely a beautiful thing. My brother, it was an honor for me again to have you on the show, and I want to thank you personally for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us. This is definitely your home, and hopefully very soon you can come down here to Texas and we can see you do your thing along with 4Play. And we love you to death, man. You really truly appreciate it.
Well, I love you guys right back, and it's great to it's always great to be here, and you got the golden voice, the golden pipes, I tell you what. It's amazing. And you know, we just appreciate everybody supporting us over the years too, and It's been a pleasure to travel, you know, around the country, around the world, and see how many people actually do come out and support. And so we just want to say thanks for that. And let's let it keep going. Good Lord willing.
No, it will, man. In the words of the Pharaoh, so it is written, so it shall be done. Lord,
yes.
Help me.
Yes, absolutely. It was written 1,000 years ago.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. Again, family, be sure to purchase Nathan East, his first debut solo, actually his self-entitled new album. It is available on iTunes, Amazon, and also Google Play. And, of course, the new album, new fantastic collaboration with Bob James and Nathan East, the new cool, also available. And last but certainly not least, the new album from 4Play, Lord have mercy, Silver. It is available. Brother, thank you so much. Safe journeys, and be sure to save the teddy bear some sake when you're down there, okay?
All right, sir. Well, really appreciate it. You guys have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless the incredible Nathan East here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. It's definitely beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, let's get back into some more Bob James, Nathan East, the new cool, the title track of the album, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Show me that you love me in every Clarity, understand it or not, now I'm taking Baby hair with a woman's eyes, I can feel you're watching in the night. All alone with me, yeah, waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me, and when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Go. Why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, free, you know all you got to do is say so. When you feel cold, I warm you, and when you feel you can't go on, forever.
Down below.
for the coldest day of my life. Thought there was no other, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
The cold, coldest day of my life. I had to run for cover, yeah.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper hanging with Teddy Bear at LLTL Radio, debuting my new single, Keep Believing.
All right. Put down those guns and pick up those books. And listen to what I'm getting ready to put down.
Thank you.
best thing we can do. Keep believing from the legendary Chris Jasper. Keep believing here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. And before that, the Shy Lights had to take you back a little bit. The coldest days of my life. God bless Eugene. Record. It's a beautiful thing. Man, my goodness. 7:06 Central Standard Time. Hope everyone had a teddy bear-rific weekend. Lord help me. As we transcend to the smoother side of soul. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And if you don't get enough pertinent information on that website, on our official website, shame on you, but you know the teddy bear still loves you. Lord help me. You can always catch up with us on Twitter as at twitter.com/LOTL Radio, and also on Instagram as at instagram.com/LOTL The Comfort Zone. And Friday nights, each and every Friday night from 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, catch the teddy bear, yeah, on Live 365. We want our music shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy. Speaking shaken and never stirred, here's the latest from Confunction from their new album, More Than Love, here in the Comfort Zone of LOTL Radio.
What is this feeling between you and me? It's a complicated thing for us to believe. You say you need me, yet we have no trust. And when we are making love, the love is making us.
Can't hide love, I can't hide. It's the only thing you can't do.
Thank you.
see the crystal raindrops fall and the beauty of it all when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime and I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. All night.